In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Please be seated, won't you? Well, good evening, and Merry Christmas to you. Earlier this week, as I was preparing for this sermon, I looked to my usual places of inspiration, including, of course, Facebook, where I saw a poster that someone had made with the scene of the Nativity that read, "Each of us is an innkeeper, deciding whether there is room for Christ in the stable." Pretty clever, I thought. There's some truth to that, and it's an invitation that I think should be taken seriously, because surely the scene of the pageant that God sets there in that manger in a stable in Bethlehem so many years ago, it is meant to be an invitation to us to see ourselves being invited there too. Think about it for a moment, because people from all walks of life were there. You had the shepherds called in from the fields. You had the wise men from the east who had figured out the signs that something was happening. You had these parents who had heard this strange and wonderful news and chosen to be obedient to the task that they were charged with. You had the beasts of the field and the angels from heaven, all of creation sort of bending itself that night towards Bethlehem, towards an astonishing thing taking place in a manger. I've thought about it some, and that innkeeper did sort of make that choice and open up the stable and allow that to become this scene for the pageant that God was having play out within creation that night. But I thought about it a bit more, and if there hadn't been that innkeeper, there still would have been a stable or a room or a street somewhere in Bethlehem. Because once God had made that choice to come into the world and be that near to us, to stand alongside us, once God had made that choice, there was always going to be something. There wasn't going to be anything that would stop it. It was quite a choice that this child, this infant, this Savior born to us, given first into the care of Mary and Joseph to guard and to raise, and then into the care of all of us in a way to see whether we could hear what he had to say, that this child would grow into the man Jesus, the Son of God, the Messiah, given to us to show us a new way of life. And that child would grow, and he would teach astonishing things. He would change how people could look at Scripture. He would change how people understood their relationship with God. He would invite people into the care of the poor and the downtrodden, the sick and the weary. He would lift up those who were despairing, and he would challenge those who were comfortable to share what they had and be blessings to one another. He would teach us that we had the care of our neighbors entrusted to us. He would show us that there were deep relationships woven into the fabric of creation if we could only learn to see them, and if we could only learn to live into the hope that God held for us within them. This man Jesus, who would show us a different way of life, is the Messiah who was born this night, there in that manger, in that stable. God made a choice, and God drew everyone in the world to Bethlehem. God drew everyone in the world to come and behold it, to come and to see this thing that was taking place, this new creation, this new life, this new possibility, this new moment in the history of the world where God's love was shining forth in an astonishing new way. I have thought some about who I might have been in that crowd, whether I would have been a shepherd with my duties, sort of eager to hear this news and to come and see if it might possibly be true, if I might have been as obedient if I were a parent who received this charge, if I might have been an innkeeper who opened up my home with just a bit of compassion, even though my inn was full, finding something where this could happen, some place for this family to stay. Do I dare to presume that I might have been one of the wise who had figured out the signs ahead of time and persevered in journeying that far? I don't know where I would have been that quiet night so long ago. Most of the world didn't know yet what was happening, that everything was changing there in that place. But I think God was calling everyone to Bethlehem. And I think that it's still happening today. I realize that there's something that I believe is true about that manger. And it's that I don't think it stopped being there after that night. I'm sure that they got up and they made their way back and were held in the census there in the town and kind of made their way through all the duties that new parents would have had and then went and they fled to Egypt. And we kind of know a little bit of the beginning of the story of Jesus' family. But I don't think the manger stopped existing. I think it's still there today. I don't think that the miracle was that the innkeeper found space for Jesus. I think the miracle of that manger is that Jesus made that stable large enough that any of us can come there and behold him. Any of us can still find that manger close at hand. I've thought a little bit about where in my life I've been on a road to Bethlehem, where in my life I've been when I've really felt the calling of God to come and see this other possibility, this other way, this prince not of the world, but this prince of peace, this counselor not of earthly wisdom, but this wonderful counselor, this mighty God and eternal Father that has been given to us as a Savior. Some of you who have heard me preach for a while have heard the story of a part of my call to ministry that took place on a quiet night on the road as I drove home from church, and it was snowing, and I realized that although I had gone to school to become a professor, although I'd sort of planned to go off and to teach and to study history and philosophy and ethics and different things, I found that in my Master of Divinity program, the work that I had grown to love was the mandatory field work at a church. And I found that I was getting more out of matching my schedule to the things that I could do there than I was out of taking the classes offered at my university. I found that I would rather be listening to the stories of families as they loved and lost and celebrated and mourned and went through the rhythms of their lives than I was getting out of all of the finest books ever written. And as I drove home on that night, I realized that there was a possibility there for me, that I could see myself looking forward into this life, into a life where I would be serving the church, into a life where I would be taking on a certain calling. And I realized in that moment that I had met Jesus there on that road. I didn't know what it would look like going forward, but I realized that it was there, and I realized that I believed it with everything I had. I believed that I had a need of a Savior. I had all of the finest education available at my fingertips. I had friends who were as wise as anyone in the world. But there was no wisdom like this, that I needed a Savior. And as I began to wonder whether I could really serve him for all my life, I felt my mind sort of flying open as if doors were opening everywhere and different questions kind of arose. And so I began talking with the people in my church and the priest that I was serving with and spent a year working with those questions and wrestling with those questions. But I believe that all that time, the manger was at hand. All that time, if I had only known how to see it, the stable was there with a space wide open for me. It was always a possibility, if I had only seen it then, for me to kneel down and confess my faith in the Lord of Lords, the King of Kings, in this Prince of Peace, whose wisdom is beyond all earthly wisdom, and whose way transforms with love and grace, and lifts up the despairing and provides hope and shields the joyous. This man who was a healer and a teacher, this man who was a comforter, this gift that God gave us who drew so near that we could touch him and speak with him, that we could eat with him and even betray him with a kiss. This Messiah given to us all that time ago in Bethlehem. I don't know where you are on your road. I don't know where the call to Bethlehem might find you. I don't know if you've met this child, Jesus, yet in your life in that way or another way, but I believe that you will. I believe that if you haven't, it's coming. And I believe that the manger will be as near at hand for you as it ever was for me. The question in life, the question for Christians, the question that God offers to every person that he's given life to, is whether we can kneel at that manger and see the Lord of Lords. Whether we can follow this carpenter's son whose message is different from the message of the world. Whether we can follow a Jesus Christ who has been announced by angels and witnessed by shepherds, that the wise have persevered to come and see and found in him a wisdom greater than their own. If we can follow that Lord, if we can follow God who humbled himself into coming first among us as an infant, then I believe your life will be transformed and made into the same kind of sign that manger was. And God's love will pour out from you into the world around you. God's love will be as present and visible from you as it is from Jesus Christ who can make it alive in you. Somewhere in your life, that manger is waiting, if you can find it and learn how to kneel before it. Somewhere, if you let Christ in, if only into the stable, he'll start there, and he'll begin to transform you. Wherever you are, whatever it is, whatever is calling you to Bethlehem, it's the risen Christ who's doing that work still in the world today. And he'll meet you there and magnify it and make it glorious. He'll take you up and make you a citizen in heaven, and he'll help you help him make it come here on earth as it is in heaven. If you can confess that Lord, if you can kneel at that manger, then you'll have been able to receive this wonderful gift, the gift of God with us, Emmanuel. For lo, he has given to us this day a Savior, a Messiah, and his name is Jesus Christ. May you meet him this Christmas, and may you meet him in your life abundantly and every day. And it's in his name that I pray. Amen.